And welcome to another exciting episode of Boss Barrel Radio. Boss Barrel Radio. Thing you say, Brian.
Boss Barrel Radio. Who the boss?
Are we really going to keep doing that?
I think it's really good.
Okay.
We just need like a station number associated with it now.
Right.
Like,
right.
Boss Barrel 94.4
FM.
Who the boss?
Please do not tune to that station and hope to hear a voice. Because it's not going to happen.
It's actually XM. You know,
yep.
XM.
Yep. Even
better. Sound
of
digital. Sound of everywhere. I forget. What's their slogan?
I don't know.
I say we make our own
station. Yeah.
We make our own radio
tower.
Broadcast
wavelength. Pirate radio. That's
get
not.
Our own.
No, I say we just.
That's not going to get you in trouble.
Our own broadcast wavelength.
Even better.
Not AM, not FM.
Out in space and just project that.
How about MM?
MM.
Yeah.
I'd rather M&M isn't associated with anything.
Anyway, this is episode 2 of
What's Wrong with Marshall Mathers?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Radio. Assholes.
I'm not afraid.
Shut.
August, what was it, 2?
Yep.
Dose. First week of Dose. August, mm-hmm. 2010. My name's Griff. With me is Brian Folder, Brian Fielder, Brian Fielder.
Ryan, Fielder, Folder.
It's Ryan, Brian, Folder, Fielder, right? That's how you go?
No, it seems to be
really
changing
the
every
order,
time.
I think.
It could actually be Folder, Brian, Fielder, Ryan.
That's ridiculous, man. It's blowing my mind. Brittany Relitz, John Stanhope, in the building. In the building.
Yep.
Studio.
Dope.
Yeah.
Keep saying it like that because it sounds more impressive.
Broadcasting from the 67th floor of...
Studio 12.
Studio 12 in Columbia Crest.
Yes. Columbia.
Columbia Crest.
Columbia. Columbia Crest Studios?
Yeah, sure.
Boss Barrel Tower.
Sounds great.
Boss Barrel Headquarters.
Come looking for us. We're there.
And we can map quest it.
Just email for directions.
Yeah, if you want to donate us like an island.
Sure.
That'd be awesome. We'll set up shop down there. Anyway, another exciting show.
Obviously.
On the horizon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm already super stoked.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've been playing a lot of games recently, haven't we? Because there's a lot out.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So everybody's got a lot to talk about right away.
Oh.
Jumping into it.
Yeah.
What you got, Ryan, Brian, Folder, Fielder?
You know, I'm kind of lame. Just doing the Transformers still. Can't get off it. Can't stress how fun it is. Except for the matchmaking process.
So is there still a lot of people playing?
There's more people than ever playing now because it was double experience this weekend and it like jumped up to like twice as many people on the boards now.
Nice. How far are you from putting that game down?
I have 4 achievement points or 4 achievements to get, 2 of which I just have to level my character from 98 to 100. And then I have to go scrounging for damn Decepticon and Autobot symbols.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude.
Which suck. I hate hunting
like,
for symbols.
Yeah.
Are you going through any kind of a process, like with any kind of like...
I'll probably YouTube it.
FAQ or
YouTube?
Anything that
not
has
a
like...
a guide or
yeah,
some kind of guide.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
Orbs.
Probably save me lots of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
But yeah, that's all I've got. I'm lame this week.
Do you have any, like, future plans? Like... Something you're looking, you know, like once you're done, once you finally get that monkey off your back, you're gonna crack open, you're gonna just crack down, farm all the achievements out of that.
Crackdown 2. I don't know.
Going back to Crackdown 1.
I'll probably just walk into GameStop and see what's up at that time.
Oh, I can assure you,
not much is up.
Stay tuned to find out what is not coming out. Good.
Yeah, that's all I've got, though.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Brittany?
I tried playing Super Street Fighter 4.
Wait, that's right.
Well, you
succeeded
in actually playing it.
It did happen.
Yeah. I could see how insanely addictive it could be. Unfortunately, I could also see, like, getting serious calluses on your hands.
That does come with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just like playing the guitar.
Forward circle, back up, circle, stick.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
and
me and Griff don't have thumbs anymore. It's just replaced by leather nubs.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can see why.
I actually just took the PSP nub off and have that
grafted
to my thumb.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
It's the best way to do it.
That just reminded me of this video I saw of a kid that was paralyzed with his fingers, but he still could move his arms, and he literally played Modern Warfare with just his arms.
Yeah, I've seen that. Did he have, like, the contraption, or he was just...
It was a regular controller, just, like, moving the sticks and then, like hitting it, the button with his arm, the shoot button.
Hmm.
Like,
interesting.
Yeah, it was real weird.
Xbox controller? Or...
Xbox, yeah.
Huh.
Wow.
Talented young man.
Hey,
motivation was there, man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Start playing Super Street Fighter 4 that way.
Me and Griff have done some testing on how to not play Super Street Fighter.
Yeah. Blind.
Blindfolded. Sonar is not the way to play that game.
Out of the room, maybe?
Yeah. I played it here in the recording studio, and John stayed in the living room.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah. He didn't fare so well.
Not really.
The other way we did it, though, was playing Street Fighter with just one hand, which...
Did we actually do that?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. You just hold the one side of the controller, and it's all just
heavies attacks,
and it becomes a very different game.
Mm-hmm. Rose Pong.
Yeah, we tried a little. Did we do Rose Pong?
I thought you did Rose Pong.
I don't remember if we did Rose Pong really.
Mm. I thought we played that on New Year's.
Oh, maybe we did, but New Year's. I don't remember a lot of New Year's.
Yeah. So it doesn't count.
DJ Hero.
Did play that too.
Yeah.
We played
just by yourself.
Masters of the Teriyaki, Star Wars, Master of the Teras Kasai.
Oh yeah, that didn't happen.
Masters of the Teriyaki.
Yeah, it's really underappreciated, man.
Like Star Wars, like
it was based on the novel.
Jamaican cooking. Masters of the Teriyaki.
Yeah, you take Luke Skywalker and then and
cooking mala.
Uh huh. And water. Brown sugar, just let marinate for a while. Soy sauce, master the teriyaki.
You had it.
Mm-hmm.
You're already a master, I can tell.
Coming soon, the Boss Barrel cookbook. All proceeds going to get our own island.
Yep.
So, Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 4, Brittany. Don't want to play it anymore?
No.
Gonna walk away?
No, that's extremely... Extremely addicting. Like, even just like the few minutes that I did play, is extremely.
I feel like I could fight you now.
I feel like an infant could fight me.
Proudest moment. Is
no. He just means like fight you.
Oh.
with his fists. Yeah. Like now that you've got that under your belt, he.
Well, I could take you out if it was
like judo chap.
Real combat. Super Street Fighter 4, you would beat me. But hand to hand, I would take you out.
You think so?
Not even a question.
Well, get ready for this, because there's one game that everybody has been playing, except for you, Ryan. We've all been playing this.
Well, Ryan hasn't, but Brian is.
Brian, you're playing that?
Yeah.
Right. Do you want to grab Brian? He stepped out for a second. Can you go get him? There. You should reverse your shorts, and you're ready to become Brian Folder.
Hello, guys.
That's
Brian.
Like the difference between the two of them, is the reverse shorts.
That's right.
Yep.
He's a fielder in the plaid, Folder in the navy blue, is it?
I think it's just black.
Black, navy blue.
You should have like a quick, like dye your goatee blonde quickly.
Just carries around some, like portable Rogaine. Mm-hmm. Like, just color change it.
Yep.
Great.
So we've been playing Harry Potter, Lego Harry Potter years 1 through 4.
Yeah.
Since there are all these great games out right now, I decided to pick that one up. Yep. And how far are you, Brittany?
Like
and
to
John?
The alley? No,
yeah. We what?
Like, after you get, like, you go back, it's, I think the next part is to, like, go to that Dragon Alley again.
Right, yeah. Like, right after beating the troll. I did that a little bit.
You did the first chapter thing?
Yeah.
Destroy the troll, that was about as far as we got.
Nobody's a Harry Potter fan here, right? Like, nobody's read the books.
I've read all the books.
No, I haven't read any of
those. Are you lying?
No, I've actually read all the books.
All right, well, okay, from somebody who's actually read all the books, like, it's pretty cool. The way they interpret a lot of the scenes, because there's no voice acting.
Yeah, classic Lego
style.
Are you
a Harry Potter fan?
Yeah, I've read them all.
Have you read? Oh, I was going to say, so the three people that have played the game haven't read the book.
No. That's why I was tempted to pick it up, because I was like, I want something that's mind-melting, easy, and Harry Potter related.
Yes. I feel like
it just so happens.
I tried reading the first book, and I couldn't get anywhere in it.
I feel like,
had a hard time with that.
Even though I haven't played Lego Harry Potter, that I have played Lego Harry Potter, because I've played Lego Indiana Jones. And I've played all the Star Wars Legos, and I've read the Harry Potter books. So
then
you went home and reenacted the scenes with your Legos.
I'm guessing there's a bunch of little bolts you collect.
Studs.
More or less,
studs.
Uh-huh. And then there's a room or two that you can unlock stuff in, and you can go into new worlds by jumping into this room or something like that.
Yeah, more or less. The reason I like it is just the puzzles are pretty benign. They're pretty
build this with Lego.
Yeah, it's more like scavenger hunt, where it's like find the three things you need to go on to the next puzzle.
Right.
Very easy stuff, but I just like how they are interpreting the Harry Potter books into like this really, really simple game. And I'm really excited to see how they deal with book four and then beyond that. When Harry, like, you're going to have, like,
depressing.
Yeah, like, depressed, angsty, like, self-loathing. Well, you know what they're Harry Potter do. In four?
They're just going to make his hair.
He's going to have a scowl on his face.
They're just going to put his hair to the side.
It's already the same.
And black. They're going to dye it even blacker.
Well, I thought they just, like, replace his head with a frowny face head.
Probably.
He will just have a frowny face, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That's what he had throughout, like, that last movie. Because I went to see that one. That was the one movie I had seen.
Instead of the eyebrows pointing up, they'll just be drooping.
Oh. He'll have like some worry lines under his eyes.
I think so.
Okay.
So, am I the only one that like took issue with the Lego games where that like the people are actually like, you know, like actual skin tones as opposed to
yellow
being
bricks.
Yellow?
No, because I played with plenty of Legos as a child. They weren't all just yellow.
I've been around some Legos before. Yeah.
Apparently, I have not played with enough Legos then, because I remember them all being yellow.
There was blackheads for the ghosts.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Did not know these things.
Yeah. Guys.
I suck at this game.
I don't know, I didn't have a problem with it. The thing that's kind of goofy, like, it runs on that same Lego game vein where just, like, somebody explodes and they, like, get put back together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're missing their arms, and you're like, yeah, I guess that kind of fits in Harry Potter when that happened, kind of. But not like that. Not like Harry Potter just got drawn and quartered.
Oh, that didn't happen in the books?
I could have sworn that was a thing.
Yeah, well, in the movies, Harry Potter gets drawn and quartered, but not in the books. Oh. They add that part.
Official
for the 3D effects.
Right.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you think the new Harry Potter movie is going to be in 3D?
Oh, yeah, it will happen.
It'll also be available in 2D.
Right, exactly. That's
3D
exact, right.
In 2D?
No, like, oh. That drives...
Oh, your second option that just, is 2D. No,
yeah, that just drives my... That just... Ugh, I go crazy every time I see that. It's like,
Harry John, Potter, isn't 3D the best?
No, it is not.
How do you feel about 3D, John?
I will
change
my...
Did you see Inception in 3D?
No, I didn't. Oh. Was it available in 3D?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I thought it was only available at the IMAX.
No, it's available in 3D at the local mall that we frequent.
Well, the way Valley it was...
West Mall.
No, the way it was explained to me was that it was...
The one where we all work, yeah.
Yeah, that
Valley West one.
Come kill us, please.
The way it was explained to me is like it's in the real D theater, but it is not in like 3D. You cannot view it with the glasses. When I asked them, like when I inquired about it, they said that it's in the full XD room.
Yeah,
because
I saw it in that
the
one
large
the first time.
Did you have to pay the extra $2?
Yes,
to see
you do.
For the XD.
Without the glasses.
For the cushy seats.
Did you see that then? Did you?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay,
because
then
they'd
just be asinine. You're like,
I went to go see it
because all the other showings were out and it was my birthday. It was that night after I had that Long Island iced tea. I didn't really care how my money was spent.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I went to the next date. It was not in 3D.
And it wasn't?
Well, I actually didn't have to. My friend did. Jake paid for it. And if I'm not paying, I don't really care.
So if you're listening, Jake, you got ripped off.
Ha ha! Gotcha!
Jake's not listening.
Send us an email.
He's in
Please.
Kansas City somewhere.
This is on the internet, you know.
No, but he doesn't.
Where was this going?
Yeah, Harry Potter. We were talking about Harry Potter.
Lego Harry Potter.
So, anything else about Harry Potter Lego?
Can we go into the vein of Harry Potter, though? Am I allowed that much?
I guess. We were talking about it before.
Well, I'm just like, I've seen gameplay footage and heard some interviews of like how they're doing the new Deathly Hallows game. I might really want to play that game.
Why? What have you heard?
It's all combat focused, and all of the spells are combat related. To, they manufactured a lot of these spells to operate like weapons. So you have like just basic like carbine
machine gun,
heavy machine gun,
spell.
Bazooka, sniper rifle, weapon that actually like makes your enemies turn into your friends for a short period of time. Like,
mind control.
Interesting, cool. And it's all third person, like,
so like just Harry Potter Bioshock?
More like Harry Potter Singularity? Gears of War.
Okay.
Kind of.
Cover-based like, spellcaster?
I did not see any cover-based.
Cover-based face claw or
I did not see any cover face or cover-based stuff, but so far, like what I did see, like looked pretty cool. Like graphically, it looks a step
you know
above
what I want to see.
Else, so.
I want to see that E3 game. The
help
me out with the name of it.
The move, the sorcerer thing.
Yeah.
Sorcery.
Man. Was it just called that?
Maybe.
The sorcery.
That one.
Sure. That looked cool too.
I would like to see that implemented in a Harry Potter game, because if there's a game that I'm going to be like whipping my arm around, like throwing spells out, I wouldn't mind it being a Harry Potter game.
Yeah.
Because then I could actually get behind like playing as the childish, shapey character
they have in that movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed.
Drinking potions, you know.
Butterbeer,
dude. Throw them back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fire whiskey. That's my fave. Hogs.
Every flavored bean.
Bernie Bots, every flavored bean. Yep. Harry Potter.
Those things
everybody.
Are disgusting.
Yeah, they
no,
are.
They actually make those.
They are.
They
yeah.
do,
they are
and I've had them.
I've went for the dirt before. It tastes like dirt.
Dirt and grass was the problem, or pepper. But I was not going to try earwax or booger or vomit.
Earwax I'm okay with, not booger or vomit, though. I've tasted earwax. It's not entirely unpleasant.
I want to know who discovered the artificial flavoring or is it artificial flavoring?
Who had to test that?
Right,
like,
who has to be like...
It's spot on.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to, like, you have to have like the legitimate experience of knowing what those things taste like to say that this tastes like that, right? I mean...
I'm pretty certain that I can recall all the tastes except for booger. I mean,
Except for booger. Would booger just not taste kind of salty and slimy?
I don't think slimy is a taste, but
I mean, it's a texture. Could you just like turn it into like a
like a gusher?
Yeah, like a gusher.
If you bite into it and just it's like oozing up.
Dead white blood cells. Mm. Yummy.
You're right.
That's disgusting.
Right. I just imagine it would taste kind of salty, wouldn't it? I
mean, probably, yeah.
It's just mucus.
Something should never be made into a candy is kind of what I'm getting at.
Right, I mean, definitely. Like,
why not?
Because I, you know what, when I do have the flu and I do happen to vomit, I really don't think it's such a delightful flavor that I want to go ahead and re-experience that throughout the day.
How do you recreate like digestive acid? Like,
it's probably just bile.
Lots of lemon juice.
Yep.
Ode to disgusting.
Acidic, gross. Yeah. Some kind of, gross.
They just have people thrown up in tents for hours. It actually works out well because they just feed them one of those beans and then they just project.
This is a booger one. We need to find out the flavor for vomit.
And they just put some Jello in there with it.
Yeah, but they don't. If they give them a booger one, they don't want to cross contaminate.
Oh,
so you have to start with a vomit one.
Oh man.
This is what we think vomit tastes like. Tell us if it's spot on.
I think our internet radio show might be going downhill from here.
We're talking about jelly beans and vomit. What more do you want, guys?
All right. Well, what else have we been playing besides Harry Potter and Transformers? Anything? John, you got anything?
Thinking.
Carrier.
Probably anything? Not, though.
Yeah. So, since we're kind of, nobody's been playing anything, I'm going to start, I'll talk about Carrier Airwing last. I actually pulled up, I was kind of bored, and I cracked open Front Mission 3, which I really like. I played that for like 2 hours, and don't think I can play that anymore. It hasn't aged well. Not well at all.
Nasty taste in the mouth.
What kind of game was that now?
It's like a tile-based tactics mech game.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little slow.
As most mech games seem to be.
As most tactic-based tile games are, yeah. I don't know. It just didn't... It's one of those older JRPGs that there's like so much stuff given to you, right? It's kind of the opposite. So much stuff is really given to you at the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, the thing that I always liked about it was there's this like internet network in the game. It's like a fake internet, and you can go to all these websites and like read all the backstory about these companies in 21, 22, or whatever the heck time frame is. And the only reason you do this is because you can hack into websites. Like, they'll have a login and password for like the, you know, news network company. And if you log in there and you put the right password in, it'll unlock things in the game. So you can unlock like mech pieces, money, more story things, but it's addicting because you're like, oh man, I'm gonna spend hours like trying to hack this thing.
At what point though does that become very finite? unlike the internet.
What do you mean?
Well, like, with the internet, I can type in virtually anything and find virtually anything. But with this game, it's very restricted as to its...
Has to already be programmed
right,
in.
Right, it's, like, pre-constructed stuff. And so, like, at some point, don't you just, like, realize that you've reached the end of this fake internet?
Oh, yeah, there's only, like 6 or 7, quote-unquote, sites in there. But the more unlock as you go through the game. But the cool thing is, like, there's, like... Say there's one site and there's 6 pages on the site and you can read something in each one of the 6 pages, and then it'll give you, like, almost every site has a login for something that you can do in the game or something to do with the site. And usually there's a clue within one of the postings somewhere on the site. And if you use that clue to type in password, then you can unlock something else. So it's kind of cool. I mean, that's just right. Complete side shooting of... offshooting of the real game. But
is there a website for Birdie Bot's Beans?
You know, I don't think I've made it that far.
Darn.
Also, I think that game came out before Harry Potter. Could be some copyright infringement going on. Birdie Bot's Beans.
Somewhere there.
Maybe
if
somewhere.
If there is a Birdie Bot Beans webpage in there.
I guess the game's based in 21 something or another, so maybe they already knew about it.
Oh. Maybe it's like legitimate marketing. The booger once saw, like, cures cancer.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Booger cancer. Oh my god.
Why would the booger one?
Anyway, Front Mission cancer. 3. A lot of good memories, but hard to go back to it right now.
Right.
Yeah. So the other game that I've been playing is Carrier Air Wing, the arcade cabinet.
Right.
Because I got that in my house.
Eventually.
Eventually, yeah. Ooh. It was quite the process of right. finding that on Craigslist, picking it up, dragging it into the house, and not killing myself.
Not getting, hey, it so. Came with some. Came with a rebate. Though,
yeah,
right?
It cost me $50, and there was $10 in quarters still in it.
Paying so. For itself already.
Exactly. Yep. John went along for the ride, said to my roommate, and we picked it up in kind of like an interesting part of Iowa.
Yeah.
And from a very interesting individual as well.
Craigslist is great.
Yeah. There was another arcade cabinet too.
Thankfully, didn't get stabbed.
There's still time.
Could have stabbed us with.
Yeah, there was a shattered coffee table in his living room, a glass coffee table. That was
he
like,
wasn't offering any. What are they called? Baby beds,
crib?
Baby cribs,
like
crib.
Baby bed. The thing. No. The word for the thing that the babies live in.
Didn't think of that one for a second.
That cage you just leave them in.
The baby cage.
Yeah. Padded baby cage. No beds. He was offering a full size, I mean, like, full ass, full on California queen or California king air hockey table. Like, gigantic.
That thing was monstrous.
Yeah, and then he also had a bar top touchscreen game.
Yeah, which
that he doesn't quite understand the price that he should be asking for that.
When
it was cool because it had StarCraft sound effects in it. Which good knockoff.
But it's like when so I heard his price, it was just like I assumed it was going to be something within this century, and just not. It was like from what 1980 at the earliest.
No, I think it was like 19. It was 90s probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And what was this price?
It was $375, wasn't it?
Yeah, $375. And I was like, I don't think so.
Well, I was interested in it because he was like, I got this bar top arcade, you know, one of them things. And I was like, awesome, a cocktail cabinet? And he was like, yeah, sure. And $375 for it. And I was like, oh, well, maybe if it's something really awesome.
Yeah, arcade cabinet, like a cocktail arcade
cabinet.
I would have been like, ah.
Yeah. It ends up, you know, we go down into his basement, which we all survived through miraculously.
And, at the start of this story.
Instantly regretted taking my shoes off, by the way, walking in there.
That probably should have kept those glass everywhere. On. And. Yeah, and the Jack and Cokes littered throughout the house. But yeah, then seeing that crappy touchscreen arcade thing.
$375.
Is like,
should have been
you
like,
know.
I'll give you 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, I'd
here's
say
my counter.
150 would be reasonable.
Yeah.
Maybe if he wants to just get rid of it. But yeah, he was just trying to get rid of these cabinets to clean out his garage, basically. And he had a Carrier Air Wing cabinet, and he also had a it was a Terra Certa game cabinet or a Terra Sestra, and Terra Sestra didn't work, so I left it because I could have got both cabinets for $50 total. But having looked inside my intention was to take the Terracetric cabinet and gut it and turn it into a main machine, and then just have, you know, every game in there, except for Carrier Wing.
And
Zombies Ain't My Neighbors. But after looking inside the Carrier Air Wing, I was like, oh god, there's so many instant kill things in here, like so many wires and so many electronic panels and so many stickers that was like,
extra deadly death if touched. I'm going to
die. Yeah.
You will survive that basement for no reason.
Exactly, right. Yeah. I felt like, yeah, any like wrong move would have like exploded my head.
Disarm me some kind of bomb.
Yeah, yeah. So we cleaned it up, got it out of there, and moved it over to the apartment here, drug it up some stairs, which was interesting. And it's going, man. It works fine. The only thing is, you know, a couple of the sticks were a little gummy, and there's a button that's a little sticky, but...
You get some rubbing alcohol in there. I feel like you'll unjam that.
Yeah, it could be. Could give that a try. Yeah, but yeah, it works great. Matt, my roommate, and I got through, what, 8 levels, I think? 7 levels?
Nice.
Out of the 10. And then I was reading online about it. The only way to get the true ending is to play it on 1 credit.
That's impossible.
Stupid alternate ending games with their preposterous requirements.
Is it?
It can't be impossible if it's there.
Making enough sleepless nights.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be a problem.
No problem. I figure, you know, now. By the time I move out of here, I'll have it beat 1 credit playthrough. Yep, definitely.
I feel like
if the sticks were a little better, it'd be a little easier, but yeah, blame it on the sticks.
Blame it on it.
Asshole. Yeah,
I concur with you there. I played that stick.
Or sunshining.
You played the second player stick.
Yeah.
Maybe there's like a god mode hack you can just get for it.
Yeah.
And then
just like
left, right, up, up, down, down.
Yeah. Maybe if you go inside the back of it and, you know, cut one wire, it's like the kill wire.
It doesn't understand what damage is supposed to be doing to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's how it works.
Yep. I think so. That's exactly how arcades work.
That's exactly how programming
works. That or it
works,
knocks
Brittany.
You unconscious from electrocution. You end up in a coma.
I think
in some bizarre world like just, Tron, only with
you get sucked into it, and then you're inside of a jet. Oh,
so for the rest of your life, you're gonna
and then you only have 1 credit, dude. That's how it becomes
See how?
Then you see the real ending.
Speaking of 1 credit sucking into video games, awesome, dude. Tron Evolution got pushed back another month.
What?
It's coming out in December now.
Oh.
Just in time for the holidays.
Just in time.
I cannot wait to see that movie.
Is the game still coming out?
Well, you're gonna have to. You're gonna have to wait, Griff.
Mm-mm.
There's nothing you can do about it.
I guess. Maybe if I complain on this platform, people will listen.
Yep. Everybody will hear it. Like, oh,
damn it, that Griff kid is right.
What have we been doing? We've delayed it for almost a year straight. So
it's time to get the shit out there.
Just get it out. Yeah. But yeah, that's all I've been playing, really. You know, move the arcade cabinet. It's been fun.
Yeah,
move the arcade.
Play the game of surviving the crazed.
You're playing a lot of real life games.
Whatever it was in this basement.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No.
I mean, like real life games.
It's like 1 credit game you've been playing the whole time.
Oh, like the game of real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much a nonstop thing though. I haven't lost yet. Knock on wood.
Yep.
Keep that going.
Yes. So that's really it for games. I mean, honestly, nobody's really got anything else. I don't know what's going to come in my Gamefly next. Hopefully, Blaze Blue Continuum Shift. Oh,
don't let the Gamefly rule you, Griff. You can adjust that.
Well, it's that or wait another week till Kanan Lynch.
Ooh.
I mean, what else am I going to
get? Is that coming soon?
It's next. I think it's like the 13th, 15th, something like that next week.
I might have to get excited for that.
I don't think you need to. Maybe it's 2 weeks. I think it's maybe the 15th or the
8th. Get excited, maybe.
I think it's the 15th.
Hey, it's something else.
I saw a calendar about games coming out.
At this point, it might be the best game I've played in 3 weeks.
Hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's just really quiet right now. I mean, every day I'm like, I should just buy StarCraft 2 for my Mac.
Dude, I'm thinking about it too.
Yeah, that's a big release and no one's playing it.
Yeah, I need to.
I don't have a computer, man.
I need to buy a new mouse though for my Mac if I want to play.
I need to buy a new mouse for my PC.
I need to write
my computer.
You should just buy, I guess that defeats the point of.
A gamepad?
Yes.
For StarCraft 2?
Yes.
I just play with a handicap, man. You know, I don't know. Too good. Too many actions per minute. I don't even.
F that noise.
Yeah. I need to give myself a solid handicap. Yeah, I don't even use hotkeys. I just lasso, man. Just Halo Wars style.
I like it.
Yes. Anyway, I think that's pretty much all we've got for games, right? I want to go play some more Harry Potter after this.
I'm playing a lot of Bookworm.
Yeah?
But that's...
You finished Limbo?
No, I haven't finished Limbo. I keep meaning to, but then there's like so much like website logistics I got to deal with, and then just real life logistics I have to deal with.
Yeah,
so,
that does happen.
You weren't so damn demanding, Griff.
Wouldn't
spend all this time on that.
Right.
I know. Well, I pay him in peanut M&M's, so.
I swear to God, scrape your face off.
Fistfuls of peanut butter M&M's.
Scratch it off, man.
Did you say rape your face off?
Maybe. It depends on how far it keeps going.
John is has paid in peanut M&M's.
Yep.
Yeah, so let me try and read my notes in the dark here. Thank you, Brian. I guess we can move on to news. There's actually some things to talk about. Kind of cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. Can you hit that light again? Can I? Yeah, hit me with that.
Strobe?
Yeah, baby. High strobe. Fast. Get some... Yeah, a little
seizures
faster.
Going on here.
More strobing. Can you just poop another one out? Thank you. Yeah, so Sega has been doing this thing, or is doing this thing. I don't know. This is something I just kind of dug up because, hey, we like free stuff. Free stuff's cool. Sega is doing this thing called Free Stuff Friday. It's basically like your radio show sort of setup where it's like, the fifth caller is going to get tickets to Pearl Jam.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Pearl Jam.
Call in now and be the fifth caller, Boss Bell Radio listeners.
Good luck with that.
Give you something.
Ends in 3 months.
No, they have to call in right now. Right now.
Well, you can be the fifth caller.
Calls in within as the fifth caller.
In the next 10 minutes.
Is going to be able to see the inside reverse version of Ryan's shorts.
Oh. No,
they're actually Brian's shorts.
But we're not live.
See, you just...
Wait a minute.
You got
just shitting all over the mystique of
that's right.
What we're trying to do here.
So Sega has this Free Stuff Friday thing. And let me just kind of... So what you do is you follow them on Twitter. And, you know, this is just basically me giving, you know, Sega some free promotion here. But whatever, it's cool.
I'll owe you later.
Yeah, follow Sega on Twitter. You have to comment on their, it's basically who is the fifth commenter, who is X number commenter on whatever tweet they have.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is the kind of cool stuff. Like the things they're giving away is actually pretty rad. They're giving away a Sega 15th anniversary statue.
Whoa.
A Sonic Team jacket.
Whoa.
Sonic wallet and Virtua Tennis 2009 on Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Sonic wallet would be kind of rad.
Yeah.
Is it covered in Sonic's fur?
Sonic chain wallet. Never mind.
Chain fail.
We got Phantasy Star Zero and Valkyria Chronicles. So we got Valkyria Chronicles.
Yep.
Infinite Space and Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection. That one's for the X360.
Okay.
And then they're giving away Skies of Arcadia Legends on GameCube.
Oh, sweet. If I didn't already own it, I might care.
And then they're giving away a handful of Wisps, which I think are the little mascot for Sonic Color.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Those little cartoony thingies. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess, you know, shameless promotion for Sega, but still kind of cool getting free stuff. That's rad. So basically, don't do it so I can do it and get
right.
them.
Yeah, don't. Okay. Follow Sega.
Don't listen to what I just said. Actually, just ignore
Erase
everything.
Erase the last 5 minutes of your memory.
All right, that's kind of crappy news. But here's some actually interesting real news. Fable 2, if you pre-order, is going to have a really kind of...
Two?
Fable 2. Get your pre-orders in right now.
It's a good thing I pre-ordered it because I have it now.
Did you pre-order it? Yes. Yeah. Well,
wait,
get it.
Wait.
If you pre-order it, you get it instantly about a year ago.
Yeah. Oh, make sure to get your pre-orders. Fable 3. Fable 3, if you pre-order Fable 3, you'll get in on their create your own in-game villager thing.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, it, with your pre-order code. The weird thing is I was reading this press release and there's no speak of where you have to pre-order it from.
Mm.
So if it's Amazon, GameStop,
wherever,
direct to, I don't know, like whatever.
It'll probably be with the game anyway.
Well, I think you can access the site now. Yeah, if you go there, you just it's basically a creation tool to create your own villager. Kind of rad.
Oh, yeah, really interesting.
The thing that I don't know if that's going to go into everybody's game or if it's just your game.
Oh, knowing Peter Molyneux, this will be just my game, and I won't be able to gloat to other people about my awesome creation.
Mm-hmm. I guess I should have read this in more detail, but what would be interesting is if you could just pull everybody's stuff. Like, it's like, oh, somebody made a cool villager. I'm going to pull that off. It says, oh, also, if you're not aware, Fable 3 is coming out on October 26th.
Mm-hmm.
So get your pre-orders in, design your villager. Oh, so you'll have, it says here you'll have access to this site later this week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so you'll be able to design your character. All right, you can choose male or female. Check it out. 2,000 different variations. You can create a backstory, personality traits, clothing, accent, hairstyles, region.
Oh, so this will be like is this like story-driven character?
Whether you create a valiant ally, an evil villain, perhaps a perfect spouse. Yeah, so it looks like you just kind of make whatever you want. I don't exactly know how the NPC is going to fit into the game, but it's something you can design. Fun doesn't stop there.
Oh, does it not?
No.
Please.
It'll be just as...
Oh, check this out. You know why the fun didn't stop? Because you'll be able to save your character as a desktop wallpaper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard it here. Sweet.
Yeah.
Totally not doing it.
I totally am doing it.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Now that I actually read it all, anybody can design a character on the character creator. People who pre-order it get a code to actually pull their character into their game.
Oh.
Yep. So, everybody just create a bunch of penis characters. Flood the internet with what we need.
It's going to be just like Spore.
Genitalia, right?
Yep.
Enthralling, yes.
Yeah.
A giant phallus villain would be pretty interesting.
Yep. Wearing like a nobility hat on top of his helmet.
Fez.
With
he'd be wearing a fez. A
fez hat, yep. Mm-hmm.
A giant dick with
not horns. Not a bowler derby.
No, a fez.
No.
With a tassel.
beer.
I really, that's sadly enough, pretty much all that there is for news. We can go into releases here. I find my internet. What's coming out this week of August? August 2nd, 2010. Fable 2, out now.
Yep.
Pre-order. I hope you pre-ordered it, because good luck.
Trying to find a copy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. If not, though, contact Brian Folder, and I will go ahead and let my copy go.
Call in now and get Brian Folder's copy.
Yep.
Be the 11th caller.
I'll let it go for like 100.
Dang, man.
Yeah.
Is that
special edition?
Special edition. Yeah. Nice. Master Chief armor?
Uh-huh.
Nice. Anyway, video special game edition. Releases for this week. We got some big ones coming up here. Superstars V8 Racing for PC, Xbox 360, and PS3. Monster Rancher for DS. Disney Sing It Family Hits.
Yes.
Bop.
That's for
PS3.
Hanson.
That's not Family Hits.
Is that not a family? Or is Hanson not family?
No. I thought Hanson was pretty
family. I guess
it drives family to suicide.
I guess they're not Disney, though. It's probably going to be Disney music. So, like, the music from
like
Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Yes.
Top quality.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bunch of Fantasia.
Yeah, you can sing along with Fantasia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can hum a few bars.
Do, 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 do.
Yep, just like
that. Yeah, licensed music in the Hall of the Mountain King, sure. Mm-hmm. Disney owns that. Dora's Big Adventure, Big Birthday Adventure. For Nintendo DS.
That's the biggest one, I think.
Hold
on.
Help you better fingers. With your Spanish than my Spanish coach.
Backpack.
Swiper, no swiping.
Oh, man.
The other thing worth mentioning, Castlevania Harmony of Despair for Xbox 360 on Xbox Live.
I'm going to be playing that. Get ready for that, because I'm stoked.
Yeah. What's the end of this week here? What's Sunday?
Sunday is the 8th.
The 8th?
Yep.
All right. So
that it is.
Unfortunately, we have to wait till next week to talk about Enjoy Your Massage for the week. Just keep that one in mind.
I will be playing that game.
Will you?
Oh, God.
So here we get some details on some of these games that are coming out.
Tips to massage John's back.
Yep.
Yeah, baby.
Oh.
Enjoy.
We'll be talking about that at length.
I may not make it to next podcast.
So do you want to know about Disney's Sing It family?
Not really. Okay. Maybe. Is
only
it
if you promise me Hilary Duff songs will be in it.
Songs from films like Toy Story, Mary Poppins, and Aladdin.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh.
Or everybody's favorite, I Can Show You the World.
Oh, yes. It just got interesting for me.
Glimmering, shimmering, shining. I don't
Does
know.
Nobody else know that? Okay,
no, I don't know it.
Okay. No, I'm just...
I'd really be excited if Just Around the River Bend by Pocahontas was in there.
Nope.
Because I sing a pretty awesome rendition of that myself.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, I do. I have it on my iPod.
What with your background and everything?
Shut what your about, dirty mouth.
What about Under
How's
the
that
Sea?
A dirty thing to say? I was going to ask if you could sing it with a mouthful of peanut butter M&Ms.
You know what, Griff? It's not even a joke. You're not going to be capable of doing next podcast because your face is going to be scraped off.
Are you spitting on me right now? And...
Probably.
Give him some fruit snacks.
God.
Yeah. PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Warriors of the Lost Empire for PSP. PlayStation Minis. Widgets Odyssey 2. Arctic Adventure Polar Puzzle. Polar's Puzzle. Earthworm Jim HD is coming out for PlayStation Network this week. Tomorrow. Are you just like... What? Making the sound of wind?
No, that was a very loud sigh, and I'm sorry for that. It's because I'm so interested.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and not tired.
If you're interested in that, let me tell you about what Nintendo...
I was Toby.
Seriously, stop. Let me tell you what Nintendo has coming out here. It's really good stuff here. We got WiiWare this week. Fantasy Slots... Adventure Slots and Games from Big John Games.
What'd you say about slots?
Fantasy Slots.
Fantasy Slots.
Fantasy Slots.
Sounds like a really interesting game.
Colon.
Yeah. Players can bring the exciting slots experience home.
Are we
you get to
about...
bring the slots home.
Bring the slots
and
home.
Have a fantasy with these slots.
Have fantasy with the slots. Fantasy Slots in your home. Pool tables. Trophies, artwork, furniture. Bonus games.
I want to know what the achievements are for Fantasy Slots.
It's a Wii game, so ugh. The only achievements that exist are in your mind.
Right.
Or so in your living well. Room. Probably not murdering the slot would be the first first achievement. Here's another interesting one for WiiWare. Dear Captor from Arxis Games. Does anybody care?
Not really.
And it's nope. Like two.
It's an immersive hunting experience.
Right. It's not Dear John, like Dear Captor.
Well,
please
hunting.
Let me go. It's like, yes. It's Dear Captor, like
a stag.
Like, yeah, like a stag, a doe, a deer.
Mm-hmm.
A female deer?
Yes.
What have I done?
I just needed to be clear because when I first read that, I was like, Dear Captor, like,
no, Sound of Music wasn't.
Why have you done this to me? Why have you taken me from my home?
Right, like Dear John letter.
Yeah.
So that wraps up WiiWare. We've got Nintendo DSiWare. This is where it gets even better.
Awesome.
We've got Match Up! Exclamation point. Flip, Match, and Kaboom. Leave it at that.
All right.
Boom.
Here's the one I actually wanted to read because this just blows my mind. Blaze Blue Super Melee Action Battle Royale. And let me explain to you how they spell Blaze Blue. BlayzBlo. Yep. Blaze Blue : Super Melee Action Battle Royale.
I can only imagine they did that in like some...
They
some mockery of their own crazy way of pronouncing the traditional Blaze Blue.
Blaze Blue by Arxis Games.
Yeah, Blaze Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got it, John. They're right. Probably making fun of Blaze Blue, the console game.
But it's made by the same people, right? Yeah.
Yes, it is okay. Made by Arxis, who are doing the Blaze Blue franchise now. 500 DSi points, Nintendo DSi points, Blaze Blue Super Melee Action Battle Royale. Pits Ragna, Rachel, Jin, Noel, Tau Kak, Taukak?
Sure.
Taukak?
Taukak? Fantasy slot? Taukak? And others against one another in 5 stages of rumble and tumble brawling action to see who's the best. There's also a free battle mode where you can play to your heart's content. Use items in battle to pummel your opponents into oblivion. Drive attacks and special moves also come in handy to finish off your opponents. Do you have what it takes to become the best Blaze Blue TM brawler? Yeah.
Instead of your spelling abilities, Griff, I would say you do.
Yeah, dude. I do. Griff has the best speller ever.
Your shirt is actually spelled wrong.
No, it's not. That's how you spell college.
It's not. It's French.
College.
We got Hints Hunter. Yep, it's easy, it says. Pets. Oh, God. Pets, dogs, family. Rated E for everyone for comic mischief.
Pets, dogs.
Comic Pets, mischief. Dogs, family.
There's Z's in there, I hope.
Of course. How Pets, right. Dogs, Z. Family. By Ubisoft.
I wish it was families.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, wish.
It's not, you can't share it. You need an internet. You don't know.
Unfortunately, that game's not going to come with a manual.
You can't even transfer it between two systems. Yeah. So that's that covers the board for releases this week. Let's move on to emails.
Yeah.
Because we got
new section. They're real.
Emails. A real email.
It's from real. From
Kevin M. You know who you are. So Kevin asked us an interesting question, one that I was going to ask everybody here today if we were in an email drought. He says, first up, if you could invent a new game or a new genre of game, what would it be like? Anybody want to go on this or... Shall I lead off with my idea?
Yeah,
lead off.
Okay. So I was thinking about this some time ago, and I thought, you know what kind of game I want to play? I want to play a JRPG like Final Fantasy 13, but I don't want any random battles or puzzle solving. Yep.
So
don't say heavy rain.
What's the point? No. That's not what I'm going to say. I'm just curious as to like how you maintain it as an RPG.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's a JRPG story.
Oh.
But all you do is push forward to walk to the next event.
I see. Yeah. I see where you're going with this.
That'd be pretty interesting.
You're taking out all of the...
Taking out all the
legwork.
Well, the game. You take out the game side of it. And then you just have it. You have a...
So you
more
want,
like a movie,
so
really.
So you want to watch
so
Advent
like
Children.
Or
is what you're telling
within.
Me.
And
yeah.
Be able to fast forward it.
Basically,
pretty much
yes.
Is what you're doing here.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I want.
Right.
I want to play that game by just moving forward.
Do you still
so you
want
to watch Advent Children
maybe?
And be able to fast forward things?
Sure. Yeah,
John
you can still pick
I
up items.
Can
talk
I pick
to people.
Up items?
And, yeah.
Like, can I do
like
side quests like
the
this
Japanese
too?
Version of Second Life.
Sweet. Awesome.
But without, well, we great. Can still have the reigning sexual paraphernalia.
And what would we call this,
all right.
This genre?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what it would be called. Now, despite how wacky and stupid you think that is, the people, that game company, the guys that did Flower and...
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. I can see where you're going with this.
No, their new game that's coming out. It's called, like, The Wanderer. Wanderer, Wandering, The Journey, something like
Journey.
That.
Journey. It's called Journey.
Journey. Greatest hits. From what I've heard described about that game, it does kind of sound like it's that, where...
Oh, yeah, it's that.
All you do is just kind of move through an area.
Yeah, but no cutscenes.
And you can... Yeah.
Yeah, you have very limited interactions with your world, and you randomly will bump into other people playing online.
Maybe.
Yeah, if other people are playing online.
Well, they haven't even said, like, if that's going to be true. Like, if you'll actually find other people or how that's going to work, but... Yeah. I think...
It's like real life.
Yeah.
Only more boring.
Kind of.
You have more options in real life.
Basically, it comes to the fact of, like, there's a lot of games that I think would be cool to play, but I just don't want to go through the nonsense of playing them.
Yeah.
Like,
you just
Final Fantasy 13.
Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah, like, what if you could play an RPG where you could just dodge all the random battles, and then you didn't have to do the boss
fight? Just get to the story?
Yeah.
So, like, a movie,
no,
Griff?
What if it was just the boss fight?
Well, that's already, you know, that's already a game, too, which is really good. Shadow of the Colossus is just the boss fights, which is awesome. You just drive your horse to the next boss fight. Hey, think about it. Think about that. What do you think, Kevin? Anybody else got any ideas?
I'm running over some stuff. I feel like some of the stuff I'm about to say like sounds like it's already kind of been done, so it's gonna be kind of rough for me to portray what I'm actually thinking here. But like, I've always thought of like JRPG kind of thing, or just RPG in general, where you can play through the game, and when you do your battles, you're gaining your experience for beating enemies and stuff like that. But you'd have your random encounter battles, but rather than it just being you going in and hit fight and all that stuff, it is an actual like fighting game style thing.
Oh, like Yakuza.
But does Yakuza go into like, hey, we have life bars, and yep, hey, we're like side, like 2D fighting? Really?
It's not 2D fighting, it's a 3D plane. But
oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess I wanted like it in more of a like closed down Street Fighter kind of way, to where you could earn like special like power attacks and abilities and stuff like that. Like, I understand Yakuza does have like some of those RPGs, but I want like a JRPG ridiculous like stuff.
I don't know. That's pretty much in Yakuza 4 too, or any of the Yakuzas. Like, it is over the top, awesome. I'm gonna take this finger or this pliers, and my special attack is I grab this guy by the hand and de-fingernail him.
Oh,
that's my special attack.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or stomp on dude's face when he's on the ground.
I think this is like kind of a rough question, because I feel like this long into games, like it's hard to think of something.
I was trying to think of something that like hasn't been done. And like, what popped into my mind was, is there any legitimate actual like drinking games, like on a controller, like with you and your buddies to play?
The horrible thing is, I just thought that like a split second before you were saying that.
Did you? Like,
I don't get it.
Like, you know, like asshole, you're playing cards with friends.
Don't call me an asshole. Like,
well, you are one.
Call me that one.
Sorry, that's
time.
Brian speaking. I can't keep him out. No, like legitimate like drinking games you can play with your buddies.
You know, like sanctioned ones, like from the National Drinking Game Association.
But some you're saying is like something that's outside of like what
like
we already
Mario
do.
Mario Party, like something outside of that, you know, like or
basically Mario Party, but with drinking involved.
So yeah. I guess I don't like.
I feel like.
So you want a game that tells you when to drink? Because there are so many games that you can have drinking games associated with.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of the point of like certain drinking games. You just implement your rules as to when one would drink.
Or within the game, you could implement
also
as prompts.
I want to say that game does probably exist.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe some of those, like the guy game.
Like I was thinking the same thing.
Or Leisure Suit Larry might have some of that stuff built in.
Hey, you know,
but I guess
these
I haven't
Mega
played
Touch
those to know. There are those Mega Touch games that do exist at bars that I'm sure have something built in there that says, "Hey, you're drunk.
You
drink more."
Now.
Yeah, exactly. Your bartender doesn't like have enough money. Go get him more.
Yeah,
that's something I've never played.
50 and go
so
ahead and just hand him that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or yeah, like you mentioned Mario Party. Why not just play or I prefer WarioWare.
Oh,
that's a game you can drink.
That'd be some intense.
We did do that already. That was a thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
WarioWare smooth moves.
Mm-hmm.
Start drinking because it's hard to do anything.
Yep. That game only gets better.
Yep.
I bet it does.
Yeah, it does. Oh buddy.
I feel like going through and playing any like specific game with like a serious storyline. And just having like a prompt for like any time this character does this would be a good times. Just have that like inlaid within every game would be pretty entertaining in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like any time in like Final Fantasy VII or something, Cloud says something depressing.
All games.
Go ahead and take a drink.
I feel like all games should just be designed this way from now on. Just like as you're playing the game, just have a prompt. Like if you're over the age of 21, this is the time in which you would take a shot.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
They have to disclaimer themselves, so.
Yes. I like that idea.
Only drink responsibly.
Yes, drink responsibly.
While playing this game.
In this game that promotes unhealthy drinking.
Yep.
Woo!
Yep.
I don't
try
always
to keep
drink
up with John
beer.
Marston.
So, okay.
That should be a fun game.
Take shots with John Marston.
Right? Try to keep up with them.
Hammer. Hammer.
Right?
Hammer.
No, Griff? No memory of that?
No, I mean, there's the yes, go to the bar, drink, yep. I watched that part.
Whatever,
cool.
Griff, you just don't appreciate it.
Yep, Euphoria Physics, awesome. I was going to say, is in your game genre, would there be, like, what would change when you adjust the difficulty setting?
Would it more become, light drinker, heavier drinker?
Yeah, would it become, like, now there's more frequency of drinking, or does the game become harder?
Or co-ed drinking, you know, drinking is the game with only like, buddies, drinking co-ed, you know, Everclear. Like,
Is the game like Wii Fit, where it has to judge your body mass index first before you progress? Like,
yeah, it needs to see you actually drinking, otherwise it won't. Like, you have to blow into it. The peripheral is the
is and based the on your body weight, it'll tell you when to cut off.
Or, right. This is a Kinect. This is a Kinect game. You have to like it can sense your inebriation by how much you're like botting.
Yeah. And John's right. Needs to know your BMI is to prevent alcohol poisoning.
Right.
No need for trips to the hospital and poor.
Right. I mean, yeah. They want you to keep playing this game.
And the further really on you get into the game, the crazier the game gets.
Oh, man.
Like, intentionally?
Yeah.
So it's like on just becoming exponentially more crazy. So you're like, yeah. Oh, my God, I don't even know what's happening anymore. Yep. And then when you're playing it sober, you're like, I still have that same feeling.
Only I'm a little less concerned about it now.
Yeah. All right. I mean, that's an interesting thought.
Trying to come up with something never done.
Yeah.
I think it would be difficult. You only gave me about 5 minutes to come up with it.
Hey, I gave you like a 60 minutes.
Well, we were talking and I couldn't think.
He can't multitask like that.
I can't.
How about you, Brittany? What do you got to bring to the table?
I feel like if I knew of a game that hasn't come out yet that would probably make money, I probably would have come out with it right now and developed it already and made amounts of money.
Really? So you would do that?
I would do that, yeah.
So,
on my own.
Are you developing?
Not currently, because I can't come up with it.
Are you behind Duke Nukem Forever?
I am. That's why it hasn't come out yet. I've been busy.
Very slow process.
I've been very busy. I'm sorry.
Would your game be multiplayer driven? Would you have any online connectivity? Unannounced game.
For my unannounced game, yeah, online capabilities.
Okay, so you're telling me there's multiplayer, confirmed.
Confirmed.
Brittany's
right now.
Game multiplayer. Multi-console release exclusivity. Are you prepared to announce anything like that?
Just for the 360.
The 360. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, are you thinking about multi-platform or?
Possibly. Depends on how he'll receive it initially.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So like a delayed launch. That's very unique.
Oh.
Okay, can
so
we
just for the 360s, Microsoft has rights?
You know what kind of game I want to see Brittany make?
I swear to all that is holy griff.
M&M's.
Oh my God.
Game that
this is Brittany's M&Ms. Last podcast ever.
See Brittany.
Bye. Assholes. Wouldn't that be my final
term out? I don't
even
know what that joke is
You don't
about.
Want to know, man, and it's nobody's business.
She can tell you later.
No, she won't.
She can show you later.
Oh my God!
So Kevin asked as a second part of his question is, why hasn't Zombies Ate My Neighbors been released on Xbox Live Arcade? If it ever does come to that occasion, will it be graphically enhanced? Bonus levels? It is one of the greatest games ever, right?
Right.
Everybody agrees.
I mean,
it is.
It's a unanimous. It is
one of the first
of
games
the
I ever
greatest
played.
Greatest games ever.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's a good question. I mean, would you want to see it have that 3D, like up-res bonus thing?
It would definitely have to go over like to an Earthworm Jim kind of phase where it needs to be, you know, spread out for HD, and it needs to like it would definitely need to be up-resed, like, but. To remove enough of that would really, it would
ruin the charm of that
ruin
game.
Ruin the charm of what that game was.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, some minor polish, but going too far turns it into Monster Madness, and I don't think that's
kind
what
of ruins
really
the nostalgia.
Want.
Or right. I see it going the Turtles in Time route.
Right.
Turtles in Time, great game. Turtles in Time, HD or Turtles in Time
was
for PlayStation Network and. I don't know if it... Yeah. Is it reshelled? Terrible enough to be right.
Right, I think that's what it was, reshelled.
Anyway, that game, bummer, the things they did to that.
Yeah, lame.
If they did decide to up-res it, I'd want it to go to the Secret of Monkey Island, switch on the fly, one button switch back to classic mode.
Oh, I didn't know that's what they did.
Cool. Yeah. So I would like to see that where it's both versions of HD quality, up-res, 3D, zombies, squirt guns, mm-hmm. soda cans, potions, and then back back to original D, ass D stuff.
Original D.
Original D.
It's before 2D.
D-O-D.
Before 1D. That's right. Original D.
Yep. That's the best D. D throwback.
Also available in
throwback
2D.
Throwback D. But I don't know why it's not released on Xbox Live Arcade, Kevin.
I'm sorry.
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, it's a Konami game. I don't know.
I was really hoping when Konami made that announcement they'd be putting a lot of games out that was going to be one of them, but
yeah,
did not happen.
They don't know what they have.
All right, and Kevin's final question, another good one, worth talking about again, I guess, is he says, Final Jeopardy, in your opinions, what is the top game to fail horrifically that has had so much potential?
Ooh.
So, So what do we think will fail horribly, but
already
has a big name for itself?
Is this past tense?
No, it's past tense. What game has had so much potential yet failed so miserably?
Oh, well, I think me and Griff know the answer for this.
Oh, I don't.
Your turtle game?
I don't think so.
Oh?
I have a very, very, very good answer for this that I talked about like a year ago on a podcast.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just going to be Alpha Protocol.
No, I don't think that game had humongous potential.
Oh, okay.
I was like, B movie coming out, gonna be a bad game, but like in a good way.
So, what is it?
I don't know, let me
for me, it was Mirror's Edge.
Okay.
Mirror's Edge, I was absolutely stoked for. I love watching the trailers and the gameplay, and I was like, this is totally awesome. First person platformer, low emphasis on combat, a lot of just like fast movement and like puzzle solving in an environment that you're not used to puzzle solving in, and having it in first person makes it this really cool immersive experience. And you get to, like, when you're playing the actual game, the character is sort of like a pacifist. You know, she does some hand-to-hand moves, and you can do takedowns and disarms and things like that. But the thing that killed that game for me was when you were playing it and you get stuck. Like, there are literally points in the game where they create an obstacle that is impossible to traverse until you clear out, like, the three super armored soldiers from this area. So it changes from movement and speed and puzzle solving to just straight up fighting. Mm-hmm. You gotta take cover, you gotta dodge, you gotta take dudes out, and you gotta, I mean, even if you want to go the fast route for it, you could shoot dudes, and it just seems really uncharacteristic of the Faith character in the game, and it ruined the game for me. It brought Mirror's Edge, it just completely derailed it from what the game was going for. It was an absolute disaster, because that happens multiple times in the game where you're just pigeonholed into, now you have to go on the offense, and you know, you can't just run, you can't do this parkour dodging thing, you have to be like, you know, in this small boxed in area, and you gotta fight dudes. And I hated that.
Hated the dude fighting.
Kratos didn't like it either.
Kratos loves dude fighting. Oh yeah, speaking of which, that's another news thing. Thank you for reminding me.
No
problem.
I have
more stuff written down here.
Where did my notes go?
I can't find it. It's dark in here.
Kratos.
Don't turn a light on or anything like that.
He's back.
I suppose we should.
New PSP game?
Yeah. Let's take a little departure here for a second. Sorry about this. I have this written down. Ghost of Sparta is coming out November 2nd, 2010. There's going to be a special PSP that comes out with it, too. Cool. Comes with some stuff. Comes with Chains of Olympus download code. Comes with, I think, Kick-Ass download. And then a 2-gig memory stick. It's like a red and black PlayStation portable device. There's a Mod Nation patch out. I knew I had more news somewhere. Mod Nation patch, it's going to reduce load times and remove some of the cheating that's going on. Those are the things I missed. Thanks for reminding me.
No problem.
Lit news. Anybody else have any games
breaking
that was...
Breaking news.
Breaking news. This just in. Anybody else have any games that they think had a lot of potential and then just completely fell apart when they actually played them or
Final
when they
Fantasy
came
13.
Out?
Final Fantasy
13. Yes.
13.
God. Mm-hmm. Still a very sore spot over that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Upsetting. Highly upsetting.
Whatever.
Did you finish? Did either of you finish it? Both of you finish it?
I finished it.
You finished, yeah, I did. The hand raise doesn't work too well, Brittany.
Sorry, Griff.
Yeah.
Brittany raised her hand.
Brittany raised her hand.
Okay.
Yes. Brittany raises hand.
Brittany is has hand.
Asterix. That's how it works on the internets, right?
Brittany is Chat has rooms. Hand.
Brittany is has hand. Yeah, that's it.
So why is so disappointing?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm just used to so many of the Final Fantasy games. Like, character development is just... I feel like mainly... I mean, if you're just going on storyline, I feel like character development was just awful. I didn't feel anything for any of the characters. All of them were annoying. I didn't want to deal with any of them. I had absolutely no need to want to progress in the story.
What about Saz?
Like,
Hope.
Like, I just wanted to hit that child.
See, I don't even remember.
Like, I wanted
Saz.
To hurt a child. Put him in a baby cage.
Saz was the dude with the afro and the chocobo.
Oh, yeah, the chocobo chick. See, they made me start to like the characters, and then they'd do something stupid, and I would just be like...
All of a sudden disappointed and
irritated. Yep, I don't care about
you
anymore.
You're like, I don't care. I really hope that you
die. Wait, question. Now, with Final Fantasy 13, do you think that is a flaw on the side of the Square Eidos and Square side? Or do you think that's just because your taste and maturity has changed and you no longer are amused by silly Japanese things dressed up fighting God?
No, because I still feel like fascinated by Final Fantasy X.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still good times.
What's wrong with you?
Shut your mouth, Griff. You're really trying
and
to
I
piss
can play
me off
seven
today.
Over and over and over. Yeah.
Are you joking?
Nope.
No. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's weird.
God, I want to hate
and
you so
And just
badly.
The gameplay was just horrible.
Of seven?
Of 13.
13, yes.
And then, God forbid, you try to finish any of the achievements, because that was just...
That takes an extra 700 hours.
That makes you contemplate either suicide or you pass out in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you break your disc?
Thought about it. I've been trying to control myself with breaking things. Okay?
You should send it to Japan. Just send the disc to
Dear
Square
Japan.
Enix.
Get directly
to
that's
Japan.
Japan. We were next week. Dear Japan. D-E-E-R Japan.
Yep.
Dear Japan Captor.
Yep.
Otherwise known as Pokemon.
A bomb version.
No, I haven't broken anything involving a game system since I broke my pink controller. Thank you. Managed to keep rage in check.
Check rage.
Until the M&M jokes, okay? That's starting to push it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think one of my more disappointing moments was really probably Army of Two. Like, everything I saw of that just seemed like... Because we'd started to get out of, like, it's just
radical.
No, it's just the concept of, like, a co-op game that was strictly focused for the co-op where I could really work as a team with another person in the game.
Yeah, threat gauge.
Right. Like, it's just, like, good stuff. Like, we miss out on a lot of that anymore because there's so much focus for, like, online co-op and playing mm-hmm. multiplayer stuff that, like, a one-on-one interaction with somebody else to cooperatively do this stuff sounded really cool to me at the time, and the game graphically looked pretty decent, but then, like, getting it in play, I was just like, ugh.
Yeah,
there's a lot of AI problems. A lot of the stuff that you could do cooperatively didn't even seem like it needed to be done.
Did you try the multiplayer?
Climb wall. Yeah,
it's like, this seems
now I'm stuck here. Great
yeah. Awesome.
Because I can't descend wall without dude,
right,
without bro.
Right. Or it's like, yeah, if one of you happens to get shot and killed while you're at, like, one of you is above the wall or one of you is below the wall. It's like, great. Yeah. I can really see how this is helpful for us.
Yeah.
It'd be better if it was like, we can get over this wall faster together, but there's an alternate route to that. I mean, there are so many ways to fix that concept.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, like, adding Nolan North does not make it a better game.
It almost.
Improves
almost.
It improves it
almost.
A little bit, but not enough. Not enough for me.
So you're talking Army of Two, Army of Two?
Both. I mean, in Army of Two, they increased some things.
You
to
know it
more,
helps. Moral
it
choices.
More moral
Ambiguous
choices.
Ambiguous moral choices.
It's nothing for me.
Save the tiger, shoot the tiger.
Yep.
What do you do?
Do I get to see the differences in my...
If you see in comic books, then yes.
Yep. Oh, wow. For no good reason, really. Like, I don't even... Yeah.
Don't
moral
you
choices
know?
Helped that game out. Also, what helped that game out is, like, lack of story. It was really great. Belly of the whale.
Salem.
That's all I remember about that game.
Jonah.
Yep. Jonah.
Shooting Salem in the face.
Yep. We're in Hong Kong, and for some reason, there's a whale.
Best part of that game. Yep. Shooting co-op partner in face.
Yep.
Worth the replay.
That's how Army of Three goes down.
That there is no. We ended it, dude. You and I prevented. Hello, internet. You're welcome. John and I prevented Army of Two, Three, yep. Because Army of 23, because we killed Rios, yep. Or Salem. I forget. One Whoever. Of those two.
We shot one of those dudes in the face. It was yep. over.
It's over.
Well, we applaud
Did it really
you.
Really end like that?
We made it.
It's a moral yep. choice. You can do that.
Yep. Shoot and friend. That's shoot friend
we,
in face.
We have decided that that's how that universe should go.
Yeah, I actually, even if a game does come out, I refuse to play it. Because that's, you know, in my mind, that's no longer
it's
a legitimate
some alternate
game.
Reality yeah. that they've got going.
Fail. Yeah, that was just one game that I was, like, super stoked for. Because, like, one game I can finally sit down with a buddy and, like, actually cooperatively do something.
Yeah, and the aggro meter was actually a really cool idea,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, great idea. But, like, if it worked, that would be even better. Right. Like going in there and shooting, and it's like, oh, the meter is on my side, so that means I'm gonna hold. Nope, and now it's swinging yeah, the other way. Yeah. That's great.
Maybe your gun wasn't blinged out
apparently,
enough.
Apparently, like,
it wasn't gold.
And I felt it worked a little better when we played it on the 40th day one,
yeah,
than it did in the original one. But still, it was like that was only if I like painted flowers on my gun and
yeah,
you like
you had to have
yours.
Like you like, had to be carrying a miniature tank around with you, and then right. I had to be in like a sneaking suit with only a rubber band gun,
right? Yeah, it's like it would have to be completely leaned one way or the other for one person to like compensate right. out. Like I had to be yeah like throwing pebbles at people, and you had to like have bazooka,
have it, yeah,
like
a catamaran. Actually, yeah, yes, catamaran. I needed a.
You needed a giant needed a catamari to just like drop things on people's heads, bam,
roll them up.
Yep.
Huh. Yep. So that's weird. That's the second time that you, Ryan, and Brittany had the same idea for a question.
Weird.
Yeah. Huh. Wavelengths. It's that side of the microphone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably what it
is. Maybe it's because they don't have a blue light.
Yep.
Probably stunts some creativity.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lack yeah, of a blue light.
I feel the tumors forming.
Dude, I do too.
How do they feel?
My brain isn't
fuzzy.
Enlarging because
tastes
of this.
Like, tastes like Bertie Bott's beans.
Cute oh, flavored. Man.
All flavors at once.
Tumor flavored.
Tumor flavored.
Blue light
That's my
flavored.
Favorite. Yeah. I wonder
something tastes like blue.
Electric blue.
Electric blue.
Yeah.
I'm a tumor.
Maybe it's a tumor.
I don't know what that is.
It's not a tumor.
This is another like pop culture joke I'm missing.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Family Guy?
No.
Oh, it don't is worry about it.
Kindergarten Cop is. It is not.
No, he's
I'm a tumor.
Oh, that one, that's song. Family Guy.
Oh, okay.
I was yeah. like, really, Griff? Wow. Respect points just went down.
No, I didn't hear what you were saying, Brittany. I was listening to the tumor song. Yep, so yep. that ties up
tumor
our
jokes.
Questions from Kevin.
Emails.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Now we have an email portion of
yeah.
the show. But
so send
yeah.
us more next week,
more
please.
Writing.
We would love to talk more about your questions, comments, whatever you got. Send anything. Ask Brittany about her secret talents.
God,
you know, it'll be great. Just whatever you got, folks. If you made it this far, again, thanks. I don't think I have any more late news either, so I think that pretty much wraps it up. Kind of
yeah.
short this week since we weren't playing anything, except for Lego Harry Potter, which I plan on playing more tonight.
Yep.
Keep an eye on bossbarrel.com because that site is still changing and growing, and now that we are getting pretty much everything nailed down, we should be getting content coming up pretty regularly.
Yep.
Promise. If you would like to send us an email to talk about it on the podcast, send it to boss or BBR at bossbarrelradio.com.
No.
I'm sorry. At yes, thank you. BBR at bossbarrel.com.
There you go.
Bossbarrel.com.
Yep.
BBR at
boss barrel.
No. Who to boss? At bossbarrel.com.
It's on the website.
That, dang it, now I need to make a catch-all. Yeah. Yeah. There's now links, so you can just send us an email through that. Go to the Boss Barrel Radio section of bossbarrel.com, and we'll have an email link set up there, so you can send us one straight to BBR at bossbarrel.com. We will read your email on the air. And talk
or
about.
Send us a letter to the 56th floor of the Columbia Crest.
Columbia
our
Crest.
Private island.
In the yards.
Yes.
Yep.
Studio 12, P.O. Box 13.
P.O. Box 13. Gruff. McGruff. Chicago, Illinois.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Only you can prevent movies knowledge getting delayed. Power. Yeah, so I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Slightly less sweaty episode than last week.
Thank definitely. God.
Yeah, how's that long sleeve shirt treating you, Brittany?
It's really nice. And the other thing that's really nice, aside from the fact that somebody here needed a breath mint because I could smell your breath the entire time.
Sorry, you should have said something.
Didn't feel it was appropriate at the moment. Now I do.
All right.
Also, it does not smell like sweaty balls in here today, which is so nice.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, thanks.
I can make that happen
no,
next
please.
Week.
Nope.
Can you poop us out an iPhone?
Let's not.
Let's go out on
I had to wash my dress twice. God.
Anyway, I'm just going to breathe a lot now. How's that? I'm looking right at the light. This has been Boss Barrel Radio, episode 2. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
Who the boss?